Amen.
Living by faith.
Yes, living by faith.
In Jesus above.
In Jesus above.
Trusting God.
Trusting God.
In His great love.
Yes, in His great love. I was said it just, you live by faith. And that's what we need to learn to do, is live by faith. I was thinking on the way over here, the psalmist said, Psalm 27, verse 13, he said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Boy, we need to learn to live by faith. Amen. Praise God. I just saw hit me about the third verse. I let Molly, she shouted, I wanted to. She beat me to it. I tell you, boy. Praise God.
Let's see, this 62, get 162,
but I can't hear you. 62,
I can't hear you. Yeah,
I'll
forget
that.
Didn't have to back
an
option to do it. You want to miss
some hands with it? Hard on his
hand,
he
hadn't been just playing lessons.
Hands, arms, shoulders,
and fingers. Yeah, well, may the Lord bless you.
Oh, that blessed rock of ages,
I am
trusting now, dear Lord, in thee.
Dear Lord, in thee I'm trusting.
Keep me still, my journey's ended.
Journey's ended, keep me
still, that blessed face I see.
I see in glory
when the storm around me rages.
Round me rages, blessed
God, of ages, hide thou me. Keep me when the storm clouds gather.
Storm clouds gather, keep me.
Till the sun comes shining through.
Come shining through the shadow.
Keep me till my work is over.
Work is over, keep me.
Till I bid this world.
Woo! Glory to God.
The old man's rock of ages.
Rock of ages, hide me. Thy face I see in glory.
When the storm around me rages.
Round me rages, blessed
rock of ages, hide thou me. When my journey is completed.
Is completed, Savior.
And there's no more work to do.
No work to do, oh blessed
Savior.
I see in glory
when the storm around me rages.
Round me rages, blessed
rock of ages,
hide thou me.
Good job.
I'm glad there's a hiding place, amen, because the storms do come. And sometimes, boy, they come right where we're at. Amen. Good to have Brother Richard here tonight. I'm going to compel him to sing as soon as he can sing. You sing a couple tonight, brother?
Yeah, maybe you will.
Well, I sing at Lighthouse, man. I'll tell you everything about the Lord. I like to exalt Him in song and praise and testimony. Somebody want to shout, help yourself. Man, it's just a blessing to be here tonight. We went out and done a little biting and visiting this afternoon. And we pulled in behind Billy. He's getting ready to back out. And we pulled in down there to Donnie's, and he done left out, and man, we was just trying to get people to come. More here already than I was expecting. I believe it's going to be good tonight. Hallelujah. Go ahead there, brother.
When you've sang with other people for years and you follow after them, kind of, you don't really learn the song sometimes. You just kind of follow through. But a lot of the words on I can't remember anymore. And a lot of them I haven't wrote down. I need to sit down and write some down. But just sing the same ones over and over
again. That's all right. It's like preaching. Don't ever get stale.
There's a lighthouse on a hilltop.
Yeah, man.
Overlooks like sea. The storms, they say, send a light that I might see. And the light shines in the darkest night. Will sing to me.
Yeah.
The light that
over my God,
His Spirit shines upon the hill. I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is the lighthouse. And He brought the rock. He has shown His light around
me. He'll do it, glory to God.
That I might safely see.
Thank you.
If it was
for
the light.
Think about that.
Where would the cheer
be? Bless
you, Mom. Now everybody,
thank you, brother,
that lives around me, they say tear the lighthouse down. No big ships don't pass this way anymore.
There's
no need of it standing round. But then my mind goes back to the stormy night.
Yes.
When just in time I saw the light, just the light from that old lighthouse.
What about that?
It's to shine upon the hill. I thank God for the lighthouse.
Amen.
I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is the lighthouse.
Yes.
And from the rocks of sin, He has shown His light around me.
Somebody think of one.
Roll me
over the tower. There you go, Brother Bob. That's one I was going to nominate, but I didn't want to be a hog about it.
I like it when I've got one burning. Sometimes you just don't have it, and I appreciate you.
Stephen was accused, lonely and bewildered. That day would stand by his side. So he looked up to the heavens and saw the face of Jesus, and he rolled him over the tide. I've never said a prayer.
Hello.
That he could not enter. and I've never shed a tear. He could not cry.
What a God!
Now when the waves of life are so high you can't drop them, He will hold you overnight.
This next verse, you know, I don't think there's nobody that's ever lived that can't relate with it. That's the verse. Now when the world is closing,
bless you, Molly.
My life becomes a burden,
yeah.
And I want to run. There's no place to hide. I just woke up like old Stephen, with the right hand of the Father, and He rolled me over. I've never said a prayer He could not answer, and I've never shed a tear.
Hello.
He could not cry. Now when the waves of life are so high,
we don't get him very often. I want to utilize all I can while he's here. Someone else got one tonight?
One with the house on the sheep.
Leaving it on my mind.
Yeah, leaving on my mind. Praise the Lord, boy. Hey, man. That's my favorite right there. I got leaving on my mind. I don't beat around the bush about it. Praise God, I'd rather leave it than stay.
This old house I am living in, it's neat of repair. The windows and the doors, they don't keep out the cold air. I say to myself, I'm gonna fix them when I get there.
I'm married, man.
All I've been getting lately is sleeping all my life. Lately, I've got sleeping all my mind.
Woo!
Seems that's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Soon I'll leave this troubled world behind. 'Cause lately I've got leaving on my life. Will I get? Should be looking for a better place to live. Just can't get excited about this world and all it could give. Couldn't care less if I could buy it all for solitary time. But what good would the world of me leaving all my mind. Lately I've got leaving all my mind.
Yeah, man. Amen. 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 I'll tell you what, they're going to make you think about going home. I don't know what would. The Bible said to be of Christ is far better. And I want to see the far better one day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Richards. Appreciate the songs. Appreciate the Spirit of God. And I'll tell you what. Good place to be. Good place tonight. Amen. I wanted to preach this message this morning because Luke was here. And I didn't really get the liberty to do that. But Luke chapter number 8 tonight. We'll be taking our text from Luke chapter number 8 tonight. And I thought about little Luke. As the Lord laid this message on my heart. And we'll read the first 15 verses of Luke chapter number 8. Tremendous scripture here. The Lord just kind of pulled back the veil, let us see things that you and I can't see. And He made that known in verse 10 about giving us the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And we'll try to preach a little on that tonight. But it says, and it came to pass afterward that He went throughout every city and village preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with Him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto Him of their substance. And when much people were gathered together and were come to Him out of every city, He spake by a parable. Now, this is a parable here tonight, and He's speaking from this parable. And He said, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when He said these things, He cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And His disciples asked Him, saying, what might this parable be? Verse 10, He said, unto you it's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. And those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. They that fell among thorns are they, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and the riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and a good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. And we'll stop our reading right there. I want to take my text out of verse number 12, because I'll be preaching about the devil. I preached last Sunday about Hannah's adversary, and I'm still kind of on the track, I guess, or still trying to nail the devil to the pen. But we'll be preaching tonight out of verse number 12, where Jesus said, then cometh the devil. And pray with me tonight. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the Word of God that shows us the things of God. Lord, in this passage of Scripture, Lord, You show us the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Lord, even though we read it, even though we hear it, We even tonight have a hard time understanding these things, Lord. They're a mystery. I do pray tonight for clarity of thought. I pray, Father God, tonight for the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Lord, give me, I pray, the advantage over the adversary. Lord, help me, I pray, to present, Lord, truths from the Word of God tonight. Might help somebody throughout this week or in days ahead to be able to resist Him. To be able, Lord, to escape some of His snares. And we do pray tonight for help from above. Lord, we give You all the praise and all the glory. And ask You the best we can in Jesus' name. Amen. The passage we read tonight, and the Lord, He knew all of this, and in an effort to make it known to us, He gave this parable, and then He explained in this parable how the devil is able to come against those that want to live for God. And let me tell you, if you want to live for God tonight, you better understand there's a devil down here.
Amen.
He'll do everything to talk you out of doing anything for God. He'll try to take all of the desire you have to live for God and try to make you worldly and try to make you worthless concerning God. And I'll tell you what, the Bible said God's not no respecter of person, and the devil's even worse than that. Man, he don't care if you're having a bad day. He don't care whether you're rich or poor or man, all your friends has left you and you're down. He don't care. And he comes, he never comes at a good time. He comes, you know, when everything's falling apart. The devil comes, and I'll tell you what, come on in, young lady. He comes, and I'll tell you what, buddy, when he's done, he'll make a mess of things. Y'all come on in. We're just getting started. Praise the Lord. But the devil does come, and he comes, and you read about Mary Magdalene there in the passage. The Bible said that God cast out of her seven devils. And Mays Jackson's preaching one night, he said, I believe a woman could have seven devils. His wife said, yeah, how many did Gadarene have? He said, a legion. And that's about 2,000. And he had to say, well, I see your point there. But, you know, if it wasn't for a devil down here, we could have a pretty good time down here. It seemed like the devil's messed up. Everything God made good, the devil's turned it around for evil, amen. The Bible said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. There's a devil down here. The Bible says, God told Jesus told Peter, He said, Simon, Satan has desired to have you. He may sift you as wheat. And I'm telling you, brother, the devil will come. He'll come to your house. He'll come to my house. I've had a few encounters with him. I remember one time I went into prayer closet in there to pray and shut the door. And I was down there praying, Brother Elvis, there was a spirit come in there where I was. At that time, I wasn't like I am today. And I got a little afraid and I got run out. Sad thing was, buddy, I had a hard time getting back in there. I'd go in there and run back out again. There is a devil down here, I'll tell you right now. Man, there's some boys took on themselves to cast out a devil out of a man. Seven sons of one Cepha. They went up there and they said, we adjourn you or we ask you by this Jesus whom Paul preaches to come out. And that devil and that man said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? I'll tell you right now, he knows old Eddie Wade. Praise God, me and him got on a first name basis there. I got saved. He's been an adversary. But I'll tell you what, we've got the advantage over the adversary. The Bible said greater is He that's in us and He that's in the world, amen. Praise God, I'll tell you right now, we've got the advantage. The Bible said, if God be for you, who can be against you? And I'm glad, praise God, for that advantage. But even with that advantage, I want you to know people end up on that pile shipwreck. People, I'll tell you what, fall out by the way, or get out of church. Now, I'll tell you what, the best thing in town ought to be the church. Amen. The most exciting thing in town ought to be the church. Amen. Mark chapter 2. Amen. The Bible said when it was north abroad that Jesus was in the house. There wasn't no room to contain them. Boy, that's what we need. We need north abroad that Jesus is in the house. Yes. I believe better we get Jesus in the house. I believe, praise God, the house will fill up. You notice there, it said a crowd come to Him, and when they were gathered unto Him, He gave this parable that I'm preaching about tonight. I want to preach a little bit about the devil tonight. You know, the Bible, Paul said he wasn't ignorant of his devices. I think one thing we need to do, we need to learn a little about this devil, amen. Then Genesis in chapter number 3, the old devil shows up. And that's amazing how early in the Bible the devil shows up. But in Genesis chapter number 3, verse number 1, the devil shows up there. And if you want to know why I say the devil shows up, you can read it in Revelation. It gives a name. Gives the names of the devil. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 says that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Verse 3 says he's a red dragon. Verse 4 says he's got a tail. Somebody said nowhere in the Bible does it say the devil was a red devil. Well, there he is, red dragon. Somebody said, nowhere in the Bible says he's got a tail. Verse 4 says his tail drew 1/3 of the stars of heaven. But anyway, verse 12 says of the same chapter of Revelation chapter 12, he's mad because he knows he's got but a short time. But anyway, in Genesis chapter number 3, talking about that serpent, the dragon, the devil, said the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said. See that devil here, he questions the things of God.
Amen.
God said you must be born again. Right. That old devil tell you, you ain't that bad. You know, you're good as so and so. Remember this, the devil's a liar and the father of it.
Yeah.
But that old devil, I remember a couple of times, buddy, he sat beside me over at Bethel Baptist Church and I was kind of young in the Lord, and maybe you've had some of these encounters, but he sat there beside me. Man, I tell you what, I still remember Brother Melvin. He said, I'll tell you what, I'd just leave by you. Man, I entertained that. I thought for a minute, yeah, that'll show him. I was having me a pity party, you know how it is. Man, I thought Brother Rick ought to cater up to me more than anybody there. I mean, who in the world at Bethel Baptist more faithful than Brother Eddie? Having me one of them little pity parties there, you know. And man, I tell you what, I finally got my thumb out of my mouth, growed up a little bit. Man, I don't know what in the world's wrong with us, but everybody wants a little bit of attention. But I tell you what, God finally got me weaned. I finally grew up a little bit in the things of God. And man, I tell you what, didn't bother me a bit. He didn't show me no attention. Man, I came here for the Lord. Amen. I got there, praise God, to be a blessing and still strive to be a blessing. But I still remember that old devil sitting there beside me trying to beat me out of my blessing. And he said, if I was you, I'd just leave. And I tell you what, I entertained that thought there for just a minute. Maybe you've had a few of them episodes, you ain't. Probably got one coming, amen. A lot of people have had them. That's why I've got so many empty seats tonight. That devil, he started questioning what God said. You know what he said, Molly? He said, yea, have God said. You see, he's questioning the things of God. Man, I'll tell you what, he'll question you. Whether you're saved or not. He'll put a question mark upon the truths of the Word of God. And you'll start thinking, well, you know, I don't know if my Bible's really the Word of God or not. That's what the Bible does here. He said, yea, have God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. She didn't do too good with it neither. But look here in verse number 4, that serpent said to that woman, again here he's questioning what God said, and he said, you shall not surely die. You know, these teenagers, they'll say something, they'll say not. I think that proceeded from this right here. All the devil did was put that one little word in there, not. He said, you shall not surely die. God just said, you shall surely die. He said there in Genesis chapter number 2, verse 16, he said, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And all the devil did put one little word in there. I'll tell you what, boy, he's questioning the Word of God. He's questioning what God has said. Verse 5, boy, he put the icing on the cake there in verse number 5. Verse 5, he said, you'll be as gods. You know, everybody, they want to reach some kind of threshold, some kind of hierarchy. They want to climb up. That's a lot of church I've been in. Everybody wants to be at the top. You better off be at the bottom. Don't hurt as bad when you fall. I'll tell you what, the old devil showed up and he started questioning the things of God. Let me say that Adam and Eve were no match for the devil. In Acts chapter number 13, there's a sorcerer and his name is Elymas. E-L-Y-M-A-S. M-A-S. Acts 13, verse 6 to 11. Paul confronted him. Verse number 10, Paul told Elymas, he said, "You child of the devil, you enemy of all unrighteous," and so he was. He said, "Will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?" Boy, I'm telling you, every now and then you get a little bit of Elymas. Every now and then you get someone you know that is a kind of a hindrance. And that's what this sorcerer was. And tell you what, Paul, boy, and one thing about preaching, buddy, he'll take care of things like this. And he just told him what he was, child of the devil. He's an enemy of all righteousness. And he said, "Will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?" And I'll tell you what, buddy, he'd get somebody to lead him by the hand. And Paul mentioned also in Galatians chapter number 1, verse 7, he mentioned there'd be some that would pervert the gospel of Christ. He said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18, that they're enemies of the cross of Christ. But I'll tell you what, verse number 8, Paul said, "Though we," put himself in there, "though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you except that which we have preached unto you," he said, "let him be accursed." Joseph Smith, he's the founder of the Mormon Church. I got saved 25 years ago. And on the first year I got saved, April 27, 1988, I finished before the end of that year reading my Bible all the way through. The guy I worked with, Dalton Stevens, he came up to me, young Christian, come up to me and said, "Eddie, I heard you read your Bible all the way through." And I said, "That's right, Dalton." He said, "Well, I got something here I want to give you." Dalton gave me a Book of Mormon. I said, "What's this?" He said, "Eddie, it goes hand in hand with the Bible. It's another testament of Jesus Christ." I hate to admit how stupid I was, but I took that. Took it from him. I was kind of glad to get it, Molly. I couldn't wait to get home and read it. I mean, I love the Lord. Let me say this, don't be as big a fool as I was. But I took that Book of Mormon home. Then my wife at that time was staying with an elderly woman that was sick. And I went home, put the babies to bed, Brother Anthony, and I went back there and fell up on my bed and laid this Book of Mormon out in front of me. And I started reading that thing, and the first thing you read in the Book of Mormon, you read the testimony of Joseph Smith, how an angel come to him, told him where some golden tablets were buried, and he went and dug them up, and then that angel helped him to translate them, and he wrote the Book of Mormon. Paul said, "Though we, or an angel, preach any other gospel unto you other than this gospel," he said, "let him be accursed." You know, I'll tell you what, after knowing what I know today, thinking about that verse, I ought to know better. But I'm glad God didn't leave me in that predicament. I'm sitting there on my bed. I read the testimony of Joseph Smith. For lack of better words, I swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. I marveled at what I read. I thought about these things in my mind. I could see all these events. Right in the middle of that testimony, right before I started reading that book, God intervened. Right there in my bedroom, somebody said, "You ever heard God speak?" "Yeah, and you don't like it." God said, "Why ain't you reading my word?" But there's fear come over me, boy, like a little boy getting caught doing something he shouldn't have been doing. Fear of God come over me. I closed that Book of Mormon up. I didn't look up Bobby. I just said, "Lord, I'm sorry. And the Lord forgive me. Help me never make a mistake like this again." I said, "Lord, it was told me it was your word. You done revealed to me that it wasn't." And I'll tell you what, buddy, you get one of them kind of predicaments, you'll know, buddy, the fear of God, terror of the Lord. I'll tell you what, buddy, the Bible said it's a fearful thing falling in the hands of the living God. And for a little while, boy, the fear of God got a hold of me in a big way. God chased me after that for a while, and then He opened His Word back up to me. Paul said there in verse number 9, he said, "As we've said before," he said, "so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received," he said, "let him be accursed." And let me say this, to the Mormons out there, you ought to take your Bible and you ought to look a little bit further than Joseph Smith. You ought to listen to what Paul said about any other gospel. You see, that guy, he told me it was another testament. He didn't live too long after that. I went out there to the hospital to see a young man. This man. He lay there on that bed. Molly, beads of sweat on his brow. He's pale as a ghost. He had black hair and a black beard. And then I looked down at him. I said, "Dalton, you know better. You know, better than that lie. He wasn't even looking at me. He just looking up at that ceiling. His wife back behind me. Those Mormons believe it. You know, if their husband doesn't call to them, they don't get to get up out of the grave. And them women, man, they didn't care too much about me being there, but I cared about Dalton. I went in that hospital. I said, Dalton, you know better, buddy. You know better. He went on out to eternity. Any other gospel other than this gospel. The Bible said, let them be accursed. My pastor told me, he said, Eddie, Dalton was an elder over there. He had too much to lose to let go of it and receive the Lord. I don't know. I mean, I'll just tell you right now, buddy. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul? What would a man give in exchange for his soul? You ever think about it? I'm telling you, ain't but one gospel. The Bible said there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. By the way, for what it's worth, John said, I indeed baptize with water, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. He'll baptize with fire and the Holy Ghost. So you go ahead and read between the lines there. But I'm glad, praise God, I know who the Lord is. I'm glad, praise God, I know the faith, amen, that saved my soul. Somebody said, Eddie, Jesus loves you, Eddie. If you ask Him, He'll forgive you. If you ask Him, He'll save you. And I had enough sense to do it, amen. But let me say this, the gospel came from God. Paul said, I delivered that which I first received. Let me turn over there real quick. He said, I delivered. He said, for I certify unto you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was it taught it by revelation, but by revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, buddy. He said, the gospel I preach, it came from God. Amen. I want you to know the devil will come. He'll try to take the truth out of your hand, give you some kind of lie. He'll come up and try to question the things of God. He'll say, yeah, if God said, I'm telling you, buddy, you better be careful when the devil comes around, amen. Jesus said the devil's a liar and the father of it. That lying devil, he'll come to you, try to take the truth of the Word of God away from you. In Matthew chapter number 3, we got the account of Jesus here. He's being baptized, verse 13. Said, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized with thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us, fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, it's my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. Let me say this, you can have that said about you if you'll do what Jesus did. He done always those things that please His Father. Listen, Jesus wasn't lost. He didn't have no need to be saved. I'll tell you what He done. He come down and set the standard for you and I. He come down, boy, and showed us that He would do no more of what He asked us to do. And He came down to John and said, John, suffer to be saved. It becomes us. Fulfill all righteousness. Baptizer won't save you, but I'll tell you what, it'll show you are saved. Amen. I didn't want to get baptized. I got saved, Brother Melvin. But when I got saved, I'll tell you what, buddy, I wanted to get baptized. I'm like Luke, buddy. I said, when can we get it done? Amen. Mine's kind of funny. I made fun of a woman getting saved, Brother Richard. I went to her husband's house, eat my drinking, buddy. And I said, boy, I heard some news on your wife. Boy, you've had it now. You ain't going to get to go drink with me now on Sundays, go fishing. And I was giving his wife down the road, giving him down the road, and he's shaking. I'm beggaring him, and I guess I was a little bit intimidating. Man, I'll tell you what, I was full of the devil, no telling. I'm glad nobody knows what I was saying. But my cousin said, Eddie, his wife's name's Sandra, he said, Sandy's going to get baptized 2 weeks from now. He said, that ain't like Sandy, is it? I said, there you go, they'll have you down there baptizing you. I was second one in line behind her when she got baptized. God's got a little humor, amen. It wasn't him, it was me. He had me down there baptizing me. I'll tell you, buddy, I wanted to be baptized. Nobody ever done for me what Jesus done for me. Man, I'll tell you what, buddy, I deserved hell and got heaven. And I felt like I'd sinned the unpardonable sin. I felt like I'd done so much, buddy, God sure struck me with a bolt of lightning.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Billy. His will toward me was good. His grace extended to me, extended to all. I'll tell you what, boy, God's got grace. Amen. Amen. But I'll tell you what, Jesus here, he got baptized and heard this voice from heaven. John even heard this voice. This is my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. They all heard it. Verse Matthew chapter 4, I want to preach about this here just a little bit.
Then Jesus, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And you get saved, man, that's when the devil shows up. My pastor talked about a young lady over at the church over there, and she got saved, and man, I'm telling you, one of them good ones. Man, she decided, testified, thank the Lord for saving me. She went to work the next day, and they told her, they said, you can't be saved, you've been married before. Well, she just crushed. I mean, buddy, she was tore up. Somebody told my pastor. They said, you need to go by and see her. She's, you know, she's broke. Man, being a man of God, he went over and he said, what's the matter, Sissy? She said, Brother Rick, they told me I can't be saved. I've been married before. Man, he took the Word of God, and I'm glad for men that can handle the Word of God. He took the Word of God to her and he showed her, you know, that from that Word, praise God, you can be saved.
Yeah.
I mean, buddy, I don't care what the case scenario, worst case scenario, I'm glad there's grace at the foot of the cross. I'm glad there's mercy to be had. But the Bible talks about there in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, and it lives a big long list of unbelievable sin, and it said such were some of you, but you've been washed, you've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I'm glad, praise God, there's hope in the blood, amen. The blood of His Son Jesus cleansed from all sin, amen. And thanks to the blood, glory to God, I'm telling you, hallelujah, I got accepted in the beloved, amen. Thanks to the blood.
Amen.
And the blood made a way. And the devil can't do nothing about the blood. But that devil showed up. Here this woman was, man, she's on cloud nine. Man, enjoying the things of God, Brother Anthony. And the old devil showed up and said, you can't be saved. You can't be saved. The devil, he'll show up and he'll try to overthrow the Word of God. He'll try to overthrow the things of God. He'll try to say, you can't be saved. Well, I'm glad, praise God, God says we can. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said He's able to save to the uttermost all that call upon Him. Praise God. One guy said He's able to save from the guttermost. Amen. But anyway, Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when He'd fasted 40 days and 40 nights, He was afterward a hungered. And when the tempter, that's the devil, you see verse 1, tempted of the devil, when the tempter came to Him, He said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones that they may be made bread. I'll tell you what, buddy. The devil questioned His sonship. He said, if you're the Son of God, the devil will question your sonship. He'll question your standing with God, your daughter or son. He'll say, if you're really saved, won't you do something to show it? But the Lord, He wasn't like Adam and Eve. Man, he handled this old devil. He answered and said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeds out of the mouth of God. And man, I'll tell you what, he knew what to give that old lying devil. He gave him the Word of God. Amen. But then the devil, verse number 5, the Bible said the devil took him up into the holy city and set him upon the pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou again question him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it's written he will give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. The devil knows a little bit of Bible. He's quoting out of Psalm chapter number 91. But he questioned his humility. You know, one of the first things the Bible said that God hates is pride. And I'll tell you what, all of us battle pride. But the Bible said God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. And I'll tell you what, if you can just humble yourself, you'll find out, boy, God will meet you on about any terms. But you come to God in pride and you'll find out, buddy, He'll resist you. But you come with a humble heart. And I'll tell you what, buddy, God makes exception for the humble, amen. The Bible said a contrite spirit and a broken heart in the sight of God is a great price, amen. He won't turn them away. But the old devil, I'll tell you what, buddy, this time he come up, buddy, and he questioned his humility, amen. You know, I don't know about you, but most of us, for the most part, have a problem with pride. You find yourself humbly before God. You'll find out, buddy, you can go somewhere with God if you can be humble. But then down there in verse number 9, Lord answered that old devil. He said, it's written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Verse number 8, the devil taketh him up to an exceeding high mountain, showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. He questioned his worship. He'll question your worship. I've been in churches, they said you had to do it this way. You know, that's what they told Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They said the sound of the clarinet and I can't name half them instruments, but they said at the sound of all these instruments here fall down and bow before this image. You know, they'll tell you what to do. They'll tell you when to shout. They'll tell you when to sing. They'll tell you when to testify. I don't know about all that. Sometimes, buddy, I'll tell you, Spirit of God comes up on me, I'm like a stick of dynamite. I'm liable to go off any time. Man, over at Bethel, Brother Rick, I don't know how in the world he put up someone like me, but for 25 years, but I was a fanatic. Man, I'd get up there, woo! Glory! You get to King Heavens, don't worry about it. But the old devil, he'll question your worship. He'll say, you know, if you're really saved, you'd shout every now and then. If you're really saved, you know, you'd want to sing. If you're really saved, you'd have a testimony. He'll question your worship. Yeah, he will. You'll go to bed and he'll say, you know, if you're really saved, you'd get down there and you'd pray, Lord, watch over me and my family while we sleep tonight. There's really a devil down here. Man, he'll question you. He'll say, boy, if you was really saved, you'd went out, you know, beat on some doors today and tried to bring somebody to the house of God. And that is good. But I'll tell you what, the Bible said in Romans chapter 4, now unto him that knoweth to do good, to do it not. You know, so everybody don't do what they ought to. Now, David talked about the blessedness of the God, of the man whom God imputes righteousness without works. And I misquoted that verse there, Romans chapter 4, verse 5. It says, now in him that, help me Lord, knoweth to do good, to do it not. No, that ain't the verse. No, I don't have to look it up. I'm pretty ashamed of myself not being able to quote that verse. Romans chapter 4, verse 5 talks about the righteousness of God. And it says, now unto him that worketh his reward, that's not the one. Verse 5, but to him that worketh not, there we go, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteous. Thank you, Lord. I should have been able to quote that. I just want you to know God ain't like you and me. That old devil come by and he says, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't fit. I'll tell you right now, he'll question your worship. He'll question your sonship, your daughtership. He'll question everything about you. What you need to do is get some Bible under your belt that you can stand against the wiles of the devil. And I'll tell you what, brother, be able to answer him like Jesus did with the Word of God. I'm telling you, boy, one reason most people don't get saved because they don't understand the God of salvation, amen. He said, come on, I'll fix it, amen. Call upon me, I'll save you. I'm telling you, glory to God, he saves, amen. Man such, amen. That old devil come by. I remember one time, Brother Melvin, I was laying in bed, and one of the greatest messages I ever received from God in my life, I was laying there in bed, I said, boy, Lord, that'll be good. And somebody said, I didn't get up, write down no jots, no tittles. I thought, ain't no way I could forget a message like that. I woke up next morning, and I cried. I wept, Carolyn. I said, Lord, please give me that message back. Just give it to me, Lord. The Bible said the devil come and stealeth that word, boy. He'll steal it. Every preacher, boy, y'all heard me struggling trying to get that verse quoted there a minute ago. Romans chapter 4, verse 5. Whew, there's a devil down here. Man, oh man. The Bible said he knows he's got but a short time. He's mad. Man, oh man, oh man. We got a Bible to tell us about him. Man, we've got weapons of warfare that are mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds. I look at our government. I look at our country. I look at our schools. I see the shambles they're all in. And the reason they're all in that because they gave place to the devil. The Bible said give no place to the devil. Man, they didn't just give him place. They gave him, praise God, the best place. They said, come on in. Yeah. Amen. The devil, I'll tell you what, buddy. He'll make shipwreck of your faith. He'll question the things of God. He'll question your relationship. He'll make you feel like you ain't even saved. I'll tell you what, God ain't like that. Man, I thank God. God giveth us of His Spirit, and His Spirit bears witness with our spirit. We are the children of God. Every now and then, praise God, a little boy out there one day flying a kite, and a man come by, and all he could see was a boy holding a string. He said, "What are you doing, son?" He said, "I'm flying a kite." He looked up there and he said, "I don't see no kite." "How you know you're flying a kite?" He said, "Every now and then I feel a tug." Amen. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, every now and then you can feel a tug.
Amen.
On the other end. Amen. There's a lot of churches, they're in trouble. The reason they're in trouble, they let the devil in. They let him come in. They left the door open. They didn't resist him. The Bible said, resist him, he'll flee from you.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something, whether you want him or not, he's going to come. And when he gets done, buddy, it's going to be a mess. The Lord, he is able to handle that old devil. Adam and Eve wasn't. You know what? I ain't neither. You ain't neither. We think we are. Oh yeah, we think, oh boy, I'm ready. Boy, I've read my Bible. Man, I've prayed, I'm ready. You just be surprised, buddy. The Bible talks about in Zechariah chapter number 3. Talks about God pulled a veil back there and let us see a little bit there in the mystery and the things of God. And he said, "I saw Joshua the high priest standing." Said, and Satan was standing at his right side, right hand, ready to resist him. If you could just see, you'd see a devil ready to resist you. All the things that you're aiming to do. You know why you ain't done them yet? Because the devil's resisting you. All those people you've been aiming to call. You know why you ain't called yet? Because the devil's been resisting you. All those you've been aiming to go down and invite. You know why you ain't done that? Because the devil's been resisting you. All those songs you're aiming to sing. All those things you're aiming to do, because he's been resisting you. I'll tell you what, buddy. There's a real devil down here. The Bible said, "Then cometh the devil." And that mentioned a while ago about that man had that legion of devils. The Bible said he is driven by the devil into the wilderness. I'll tell you what, buddy. There's a devil down here. A lady I work with out at work, she told me about a week ago. Well, actually, she told me about a month ago that her daughter had been trying to get her to go to church. And I told her, I said, "Kim, you're to go with her. And that'd be a blessing." I said, "Kim, now, the Bible said he that winneth souls is wise." I said, "Kim, you're to do that. That little girl, she wants her mama in church with her, and sure do that. You know, little children, they want their mom in church with them. Amen." But you know what Ken told me about a week ago? She said, "I went with my daughter today to a registry. She saw by look on my face something wasn't right." And I said, "What's a registry?" She said, "You know, a church thing." I said, "You mean a revival?" She said, "Yeah, that's what I mean, a revival." Now listen, Kim, she ain't never been to church. She's not saved. But listen, I'll tell you what, buddy. I didn't make no big deal about the registry. I said, "Kim, I'm glad to hear that. Boy, that's good.
Amen.
Amen. That's good, Kim." I said, "You keep going. You get saved, Kim." Her little girl wants her mama saved.
Yeah.
Little boy got me in church. Amen. Got me saved. Amen.
Yeah.
Bible said a little child will lead him. I remember that little boy coming at bedroom drunk, daddy in there, boy bragging about how drunk I was going to get on Sunday. And that little boy come back there and man walked in there and I'm in there trying to get my fishing clothes on. And he said, "Daddy, will you please go to church with me today?" And I turned around and looked at this little boy, Anthony, tears running down his cheeks, little lip a-quivering. For the first time in my life, I saw the real Eddie Wade. The devil couldn't stop old Eddie Wade, boy. I wanted to tell him no. But for the first time in my life, buddy, God's mirror was held up to me and I saw myself in the mirror of God, lost and undone. I choked on the words, bit my tongue. I said, "Of course, Daddy, go to church here today. That's the funnest thing in my mind." That little boy ran out of that bedroom. "Mama, Mama! Daddy's going to church with me today! Mama! Daddy's going to church with me today!" Man, that old devil back there has a heel streak went up my back. Why is this owl? Man, the devil back there, I mean, we're having it out, boy. He said, "You done it now, boy." You know what? You've been in some of them battles, maybe. I'll tell you right now, that was a big battle.
Yeah.
I remember, boy, reluctantly, I put on the best clothes I had. Man, I went to church with my family that day, and all the way into town, Anthony, I'm driving. I ain't driving speed limit, boy. I'm just bumping. Cars pass me right and left, shaking their fist at me. I'm driving down that road, boy. And I finally got over to the parking lot, Bethel Baptist Church, boy, and sat there, me and the devil, boy, just fighting it out. And I thought I was a real man. I thought I was a man's man, Brother Alvis. Here I was, boy. I mean, but the devil wearing me out, boy. I'm in the biggest battle of my life. My family got out, and I was the last one. I finally got out of that car. Man, I walked over there, man, that devil boy right there at the door of that church. He said, you know, if you go in there, they're going to look down their nose at you. They're going to say, who brought him in here? And I'll tell you what, buddy, I come pretty close, turn around, going back home. I still remember getting hold of that doorknob. And I turned that thing and opened that door, and that preacher seen me and come running. He said, you get on in here, we're glad to have you. Man, the devil lied to me. Told me they was going to look down their nose at me. Told me they was going to wonder who brought me over there. And I tell you what, I got welcomed in there. I didn't feel welcome in there, but I got welcomed in there. Man, they got up there and sung a few songs. He got up there and preached. And I got mad. I thought my wife done told him everything I'd ever done. And I was going to whoop her when we got home. I thought, how dare her tell him all the sins I've done. And I got mad at him. I thought, who's he? Think he is. I'm going to hit him in the mouth on the way out the door. I'll tell you what, after God got done with me, I couldn't do none of that. Man, I'll tell you what, buddy, me and the devil back there duking it out, and I'm telling you, buddy, it was a few times, buddy, I didn't know if I was going to even make it through that service. I thought I was going to get them around. But they finally gave the invitation, Brother Melvin. And I remember that pastor, won't you come? Won't you please come? Donnie, he nailed my feet to the floor. I couldn't move them. And I remember thinking, what in the world's going on? Man, couldn't move my feet. It's like it's in cement. And I wouldn't have known what to have done if I had a went. But I'll tell you what, there's a real devil. He's resisting me. Boy, he's trying to hold me back. He's trying to keep me from getting to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I didn't get saved that day, but it didn't take me too long. I'll tell you what, I couldn't wait the next Sunday. I wanted to get saved at church, but it's kind of like a woman having a child. I couldn't wait that long. I got saved at home. But I'll tell you what, after I got saved, boy, I remember, praise God, heaven come down. I thought, glory to God, this is so good. Why'd I wait so long for something this good? The devil tried to keep that from me, amen.
Yeah.
He tries to keep them blessings from us, Brother Billy. Man, I'm telling you, God wants to bless us, wants us to have blessings upon blessings. He wants us to have blessings that room can't contain. That old devil wants to try to rob us of the blessing of God, try to keep us from the goodness of God. But I'm glad, praise God, God's for us, and God gives unto us every opportunity. We went and stopped to talk to a man this afternoon in a wheelchair, and he said he wasn't afraid of dying. I'm sitting there thinking, boy, you're crazy. He's lost. He ought to get saved. Amen. Man, the devil got him right where he wants him. Let me tell you something about the devil. Here's what the devil will say to you. He'll say, God's too good to send you to hell. Let me tell you the truth tonight. God don't send people to hell. Sin does. Bible said sin. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. Sin demands a payment. And that payment's eternal. It's death. The place called hell. The rest of that verse, Romans 6:23, says, but the gift of God, that's what God wants, is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. The devil wants you to die lost. The devil wants you to miss heaven. God wants you to get saved. God wants you to live with Him in heaven. One of them's going to win. And I'll tell you tonight, the devil's going to resist you. But I'll tell you also tonight, God's going to welcome you. God's going to try to draw you to Him like He drew me to Him with cords of love. He's going to say, I love you. I love you enough to wait on you. But don't cause God to wait too long. With the devil down here, come to kill and to steal and destroy. You ought to run plumb out of your shoes. I mean, buddy, if he nails your feet to the floor, just leave your shoes like that and run barefoot if you need to. You ought to make your way to Him tonight. Listen, God loves you tonight. I don't know how the message went tonight, but I'll tell you one thing tonight. There's a real devil down here. If he has his way, you'll miss heaven and end up in hell. There's a real God. He loves you. He gave His Son for you. He gave His Son in your stead so you can have eternal life. And I'll tell you what, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. Make no mistake about it. You must be born again. But I'll tell you right now, God wants you born again. God, I'm telling you, long-suffering to all that all might get saved. Somebody said, all have sinned come short of the glory of God. That's true. But let me say also, all are loved and all are welcomed. And you're in that all tonight. Father, thank you for the message tonight. Lord, I do pray we somehow defeated the purpose of the devil. I pray, dear Father, tonight, somebody tonight thought about heaven, thought about how wonderful it'd be to walk on streets of gold and look upon the majesty of heaven. And I pray, dear Father, tonight, someone will make an eternal decision tonight. Lord, get their name in the book of life. Lord, have a better day to look forward to, the day be up there and meet Jesus and the things of God, and help, Lord, tonight in this invitation. Lord, I pray and rebuke the devil, and I pray this invitation be mighty through God. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand tonight. Listen, some of you I don't know, some of you I do know. But listen, God wants to know all of you in an intimate way. He wants to love you. He wants to bless you. You can take Jesus home with you tonight. You can find out, buddy. There's a lot of verses in the Bible. Boy, they're monumental. The Bible said in Psalm 34, verse 8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Have you tasted the Lord? Yes. You can. Yes. Man, I got the buffet line. What about you tonight? Why don't you get it fixed tonight? Why don't you find out what it means, praise God, to be blessed? Know the Lord, amen. Won't you just come tonight without any delay and say, "Hey, I need to talk to you about this Jesus. I need to get it fixed tonight." Hey, listen, the greatest blessing life has to offer is get saved. After you get saved, you'll have life, have it more abundantly. I'm telling you, Jesus died for you. Jesus loves you. He loves you, and amen, He'll save you if you'll just come, amen. It ain't hard to get saved. It's hard to get lost than it is to get saved. Won't you just come tonight? Won't you just come on down here, amen? Come on, young lady. Come on. Bless you. On your lost honey, ask Jesus, say, "Lord Jesus, I want to be forgiven. I want to be saved tonight. The best way I know how, I'm asking you right now. Forgive me my sin and save my soul. From this day forward, give me grace to be able to live for you and be a blessing to you." Honey, He loves you tonight. He loves you just like you are. And I'll tell you what, buddy, He'll do a work on you in the world of marvel, and He'll say, "What's happened to her?" They'll see Him manifested in your life. No devil trying to come around and keep dirt on you, but I'll tell you what, boy, God will stand with you if you're angry. Lord, bless this young lady tonight, Lord. Lord, what a beautiful picture tonight to see you minister, Lord, to her. Lord, we just pray, dear Father, tonight, and not only, Lord, you save her, receive her. And I pray, God, Lord, she'd be a jewel for your crown. Lord, you'd polish her up, Lord, in the world of marvel. Look and see the work of God in her life. Bless her, Lord, as only you can. Save her, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name. God bless you, honey. In tears, I'll tell you what, buddy, in the sight of God, a great price. You see, that's God dealing with you. That's not old brother either. That's not nobody else. That's God saying, "I love you." There's His tears of evidence of Him dealing with you. Amen. Yes, the Lord saved you tonight. He died tonight. Did you go to heaven or hell? Amen. Glory to God. I don't have a question, man. This young lady come up and asked the Lord to save her. I saw her in the service. God deemed with her. I'm glad, praise God, she didn't stop from that. She come on up here and ask the Lord to save her. I believe there's others tonight. I'll tell you right now, let God be true. Let Him do His work. If you're here tonight, God dealing with you. You're dumping up here, but you're still holding back. Won't you just make your way on out? Come on up here. I don't even know this young lady's name, but I'll tell you what, I see a jumping on her pelvis right now. And I'm telling you, glory to God, what's your name, young lady? Angel Terry, she come up here and ask Jesus, dear Lord and Savior. Jesus said, "All that come to me, I'll no wise turn them away." I'm telling you, He said, "Let us reason together." He said, "Though your sin be as scarlet," He said, "I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson," He said, "I'll make them as wool." He's got the word. Amen. God bless you, Rachel. Rachel, don't come up here and ask the Lord to save her. If you don't come up here and shake your hand, you come on. Maybe there's others tonight need to come. You ought to come tonight. Shake this young lady's hand. She showed you how simple it is. Just come up and receive the Lord. Won't you come tonight? Amen. Man, I tell you what, we can have revivals. That young lady worked. She didn't know what a revival was. She said, "Me and my daughter went to a registry," but I'll tell you what, she went, amen. You might not know the terminology. You might not understand. Maybe you don't speak the word of God fluently. I'll tell you what, this young lady knew one thing. She knew she needed to get to Jesus. I saw her on the way out of that pew. I knew she was going to get saved before she ever got up there. Amen. I'm telling you, God's in the saving business, glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Rachel. You're going to come tonight. Why hold out? Why wait? Come on. Young girl, won't you come tonight? Get somebody by the hand and say, go with me. I need to get up there and get to Jesus. Yeah. Praise God. You don't see it very often. But I like to see it in that fashion. I didn't know she's going to make it to the invitation or not. I saw God dealing with her. And you know what? The Bible talks about God, His Spirit, dealing with us. Man, what a blessing. I like to see that, amen. I like to see God dealing with someone. And I like to see someone willing to let Him be Lord, amen. Maybe somebody's got a word on your heart tonight. Man, it's a good service. I hate to even dismiss, but if anybody got a word in your heart tonight, we'll give you an opportunity to give that. I appreciate Rachel tonight. Rachel Terry.
I love the Lord tonight. I remember when I got saved, I know nothing about the Bible, and the next morning the verse was open up to me that He assist you like we
can. Yeah.
And He has, and I learned that more and more.
Amen.
As long as I let Jesus guide the way, everything will be all right.
Amen. Bless you, Molly. I look back at Rachel, and there's a calm now, no storm no more. It's calm. That storm come up on the ship. And they said, Master, save us. And He jumped up and rebuked the wind and the wave. And the Bible said there was a great calm. I look back at Rachel and there's a great calm. God bless you, Rachel.
I want to thank the Lord for His service. This is my Uncle Carl here.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see him. You can't go to Walmart and buy this. This is...
Amen.
I don't have to explain. I just spiritually feel right now.
Bless you, Brother Anthony.
Bill Gates would be. I don't mean to pick him out.
Bless you, Carl.
A millionaire would hand a millionaire for this message.
Amen. I talked to Carl on the phone, and he wept most of the time. He just got through listening to one of the services over here, and I told him, I said, when you can, come. And he come, and I talked to him on the phone. I'd never met him. And he come in here tonight, and Lord bless him all over the place. The Lord's in the blessing business. But I had never even met Carl. I just talked to him on the phone. I said, you come on over here. I said, I believe you like what you hear, and here he showed up tonight, and God gave him more than what he bargained for. Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you, Carl. Rachel. Somebody else got a word. I may have interrupted you. If you got something else to say there, Carl, I may have interrupted you. Who else got a word tonight? Man, praise God. Bless you, Sister Gayla. Bless you, Rachel. I never said no better than that right there. Thank God for saving me tonight. Let me say something, Rachel. Now you've got access to God. You don't have to go to nobody. You can go straight to God. You can pray now. You can say, Lord, I want you to help this. I want you to heal this. I want you to do this. I'm not saying God's like that. But I'll tell you one thing. You can go to the throne of grace now and you can pray and talk to God and He'll hear you. Matter of fact, you're on probably the best ground ever was for praying, so pray for me. Remember old Brother Eddie? When you first get saved, you're like the driven snow. You're pure. Amen. We get tarnished the further we go in life. But right now, you're on the purest ground you can be on. You start praying for whatever, and it'll surprise you what God will do for you. I want to thank the Lord for saving this young lady tonight. Y'all didn't get to see what I got to saw, but I could see God dealing with her. I didn't know she was going to come forward and get saved. I like seeing this. Come on out, come on down. You don't have to beg or nothing. I appreciate Rachel tonight. And boy, she done what everybody ought to do. Get to Jesus, get it fixed. Her tears all over the place up here.
Doesn't have to
laugh
at all.
Oh, don't worry about it. We want those tears, amen. I mean, brother, we got tear stains on this altar. We're glad to have them. Yeah, they're a testimony, amen.
I'm just there to prop
that song. We don't mind them tears a bit. We don't mind them tears.
As long as you guys understand about
that. That's right.
That.
We don't mind them tears a bit. Matter of fact,
see
little Kaylee, her tears right here. The day she come forward, little old girl, I said, Kay, you need some help? She said, Brother Eddie, I'm praying to get saved. I said, you go right ahead, honey. Right there is her tear stains right there. We don't mind her tear stains. That's a testimony, amen. We like him, amen. Who else got a praise tonight? Now I'll let you go.
Well, yeah, I'm going to thank God for being here and then what the Lord's done for me.
Amen.
I've been sick of my stomach and I've called out many times trying to heal it.
You get down there and you tell Sharon, boy, she's always been here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
She would have.
I know she would have. I know she would have. Boy, it's been good to be here. Amen.
Brother, I thank the Lord for the message tonight. I truly do. And you know, I'm just shaking like a weed because I feel like we all stood in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
When he saved her.
Amen. I like to see it. I like to see that break out like the plague. I like to see a lot of people come get saved. Amen. All right. Are we done tonight?
Lord Joyce and heaven over the presence, Senator Bennett North, and then 99 Dennis Church. Now, you didn't get that right.
That's right. They're rejoicing in the presence of angels that repent more than 99 just persons have no need of repentance.
That's right.
You got
right.
Joyce in heaven tonight.
Yeah.
How is it they announce it, Brother Eddie?
They go up there in heaven and they say, Rachel Terry just got saved. And somebody up there, some old saint of God, Rachel, they say, my prayer just got answered, amen. There's a herald up there in heaven. And he steps out on the streets of gold and said, Rachel Terry just got saved. And there's some old saint of God up there saying, woo, thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Lord. And they take off on a victory lap or two down through Mansion Avenue, amen. Kick up a little gold dust, amen. Amen. And I hate to dismiss tonight. But we will. Reluctantly, let's stand tonight. Man, oh man, it's good service. Showing up. Brother Bobby, you dismiss us tonight, brother. Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. It's been a blessing. Thank you, Lord, for this. You make us safe tonight, Lord.
Yeah.